Welcome back to another exciting Elmer's Extra Features podcast. I have some crazy guys that came back for, they were here for number one, now they're back for number two. What's up with that, guys? Matt Torrey, JJ Carroll are back with Beach Boys season two. How'd we get here?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here,
How
Simon.
How did we get here? That's a great question, man.
Like, I really assumed you guys were not coming back. As much as love Beach Boys, I didn't think everybody else did.
Well, we didn't plan to do another one, but we just got so much good feedback about it. We were like, hey, maybe we should make another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was, after our premiere, we were like, do the premiere and then move on to the next project, which at the time was Beyond the Blockbusters. And then we're like, well, we got to write some more Beach Boys because the people at the premiere liked it. And hopefully we can get some good buzz.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have necessarily ended it the way we did if we knew we were doing another season, like with them all joining up, just happy, and Courtney, who joined them, like moved away to Europe, so like we had to cut her out somehow. So it definitely wasn't a plan when we made the first season to make more.
So there was There was no definite season two. This was all just creative.
This was just after it came out, we were like, hey, maybe this would be a good world to explore more and have more fun in. And we just were coming up with ideas and it just made sense to do more.
Because this world feels so lived in now after season two, I would say, finishing it. Like, do you guys get that from other people or nobody's seen it but me yet?
No, a lot of people have seen it. That's a thing I've heard before, and I think that's a big compliment, and at least to me, that it feels like it's this world that exists, and it's got its own rules and characters, and you kind of understand what's going on in it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna get into it. I have a whole ton of season two. So, first question: does Todd have the beard 24/7?
In real life.
In real life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's his beard. That's Josh's beard.
Josh will say this. I think he'll be okay with me saying this, but he's he always says, like, when he shaves, he just looks like way, way younger, like way baby face. And he's like, yeah, you know, I got to just hide my chin.
No, he does look young even with the beard. Like I say, he looks like one of those 18-year-olds that grew a beard early.
He's just got a very youthful vibe, and it's the best thing ever. I mean,
it's funny with that full beard too, with that he's like a very youthful character with a full beard.
Absolutely. Now, Trey's beard, how long did it take him to grow it, do you think?
At the beginning, for Trey, 2 weeks, obviously. Because it was 2 weeks since.
How long did it take you in real life, though, JJ?
How long? I'm trying to think of how long. I think I had been growing it out for 2 months.
I can see that. 2 weeks, I want to see that. You're coming back in 2 weeks. I want to see that beard.
Because when we wrote that, we were like, oh, you're going to have to grow a beard for this and then shave it off and us film those scenes on the same day. So like all the scenes where he's in different, like a goatee, a mustache, he had to go shave and we would take a break and then we'd film the next scene. Then he'd go shave it off again. Then we'd film the next scene.
So Matt, it's a total director question. JJ, I apologize ahead of time because it's just I find... How do you feel when you're in a scene and shooting yourself in a scene? Like, do you feel you're more worried about the way you're acting as opposed to shooting JJ, who's on camera a lot, so obviously knows his character, is comfortable? You're kind of in and out a lot more this season.
Yeah, I'm definitely not in it as much as, like, JJ. But that's a good question. It's definitely a different experience. Because when you're behind the scene, I'm definitely more like in control. I can see everything that's going on. I'm watching the scene on the screen. I'm watching everyone's performance. You can still kind of do that when you're acting, but you're trying to be in the character or whatever. So it's difficult. I don't consider myself an actor really. So I enjoy doing it with whatever if need be, but, I definitely am more comfortable like just making sure everything's going good behind the camera. So
I want to say a note about that because Matt is one of the best actors that I know. And I'm always jealous about how just flawlessly he can just say any line. You know, he doesn't give himself enough credit there.
I'll take the compliment, I guess. Thank you. But I don't feel it's not a role I feel comfortable in. I'll say that. It's not like, oh, I love acting.
So this may be it. You're not coming back.
I mean, I like to be in stuff. I like to be in like little bit parts or whatever. And like, like we make movies when I was the main character, that was kind of a unique thing just cause I thought like I could play that kind of character, but that's not really something I see myself doing much of.
Okay. JJ, when you walk on the set for the second time, this season two, do you feel you have Trey down pat? Cause you feel much more comfortable this season. I'd say all the leads coming back feel comfortable. I definitely notice you guys are in sync more. So is that just because you hanged out more or just you know these guys?
I mean, I think there's an aspect of, you know, kind of understanding character a little better and then, you know, just the like, yes, I mean, Trey's a jerk. And so it's just like you kind of play that up, but you're also just like, okay, he's a jerk, but he's got something under the surface that he's kind of even dealing with in his own self. But I think also just the fact that we'd all work together, that the excitement from the first season, like everybody coming back, everybody's excited. So like everybody on set is like, oh my gosh, like we're here and we're, you know, moving on from where we were, and it's just kind of picking up where you left off. So I think the comfortability of everybody on set definitely played a big part into it. And then just, you know, after kind of like watching the first season, watching it back, seeing like, hey, what worked, what didn't work, you just kind of are able to kind of fall into the character mode a little bit faster.
Now, would you really criticize, I mean, critical of Trey calling him a jerk, or is he ignorant? I would argue Trey is just ignorant of the world. He's so self inside. It's about Trey all the time. So yeah, I don't know if he's a jerk or he's just not self aware that there's other people in the world.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of both. I think him being so just self centered and not self aware, I think that makes him a jerk. But you know, I think I think you're definitely right. A lot of it is just ignorance, and he's just so in his own head and just about himself.
Well, I find, I don't know, I know you guys write together. Who wanted to explore that more? Because, I mean, we learned more about Trey this season than we ever have. And I find you guys really want him to grow as a character this season, which we've not seen before.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely was a conscious choice, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it came from my mom, who just hated it. She's like, you're so mean. No, but we didn't want him to just be like completely like me. We wanted to explore kind of what are some of the more ways that we can kind of redeem his character a little bit and even like make people feel like you said, just kind of understand him better of, okay, this is the way, this is why he is the way that he is. And just kind of have some of those redeeming moments where we see growth, and it's not like, I mean, it's a little bit of growth, you know, like growth, then, you know, reverting back. But yeah, we definitely wanted to kind of push him forward with that.
So Matt, when you're shooting, are you doing any handheld stuff, or is this all platform dolly shots?
So our camera operator, Townsend, he shoots it all. And I would say probably 90% of it is handheld.
It is handheld.
Yeah. Yeah. We do some stuff on tripod and stuff, and you know, some tricky shots where we need a specific angle if it's a dolly or whatever. But no, 90% of the time it's just Townsend with his big rig on his shoulder shooting it.
You guys are trying to kill this guy this season.
he's pretty strong. He does it like we have like long filming days. I think we filmed. Well, it's kind of a secret, but we'll tell you. We filmed actually season three at the same time. So we had about 12 filming days, and I think pretty much every day was about 12 hours or so.
Hold on. Since you guys are going to break this to me, I have to have you back again?
Well, it's your choice, but we'll come back for
it. As long as I get to choose, I guess we're okay. Well, we'll get to season three when we get there. Okay. Why an 80s bag of videos at the beginning? Who has videos anymore? You guys are that old.
we're kind of on the tail end of growing up with that. We grew up with VHS tapes. That was just kind of a stupid thing to put at the front of it. There's no real insightful answer to that. It's just like, hey, let's put this at the beginning.
Matt texted it to me. He's like, hey, do you think this is funny? And I was like, yeah, I love it.
Oh, it's funny. And there's no doubt about it. That.
Yeah.
I find maybe you guys can help me out. As a writing team on this one, I find you guys actually feel better. and you know mm-hmm. these characters, and you pushed yourselves a little bit more this season.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it also helps just because you know the characters. It's a lot. It's a totally different experience when you're like writing a script and you're just think you got these characters in your mind or whatever, than to go from something like where we've made the Beach Boys season one and we've seen it. We've seen the actors, how they portray the characters. And now we're going into writing more stories for them. And we can write specifically for that actor because we know they'll deliver a line a certain way or whatever. It's just a totally different thing. I enjoy it a lot because it's writing specifically for characters that you feel like you already know. Mm-hmm.
And then we just have a better, you know, rhythm because, I mean, now that we've worked together for, you know, however long, it's just like we understand the process better too.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you steal your music from this time?
Like in the musical episode?
Yeah, I was getting there, but yes, we'll get there later.
So a lot of the music, just the general music is from the same, I mean, it's not really a complicated answer, which is music that we licensed online, all the surf guitar kind of music and stuff, from the same artist as the first season. And then with the musical episode, those were a couple pieces of music that we licensed as well, but then we wrote all the lyrics for and stuff like that.
Okay. Since you want to discuss the musical episode, I will flip my sheet over and we'll discuss the music episode. JJ, how is singing on film?
How is singing on film? You know, it was harder than it looked. I mean, because we hadn't recorded, we just kind of had scratch tracks. And so like singing it along with, and then we were kind of, it was a little hard, but I mean, it was super fun. I mean, it was a blast to be able to do that and kind of be able to pull that trick out of my hat.
Not good enough answer. We're going to work on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I will say that was a lot harder to edit than you would think.
Did you film this live or is that ADR'd afterwards in the singing?
We filmed, he would sing in real life or whoever mm-hmm. was singing would sing in real life. But then what you hear is an ADR track afterwards. So it was a lot harder to sync up than I even thought it would be sometimes because even if it's like, JJ sang it 100 times, so he knows like he's doing the same things, but just a slight millisecond off a word here or there totally changes the timing of it, and you have to kind of sync it up, and it like pretty much every word of his song sometimes I would have to adjust by a couple, you know, milliseconds here and there to line it up with his mouth moving.
And then even when we were singing, like we had a speaker on set that was playing the music, but we couldn't have it too loud because it couldn't be captured on the sound of what we were collecting of like the dancers and then Josh's dialogue, stuff like that. So, I mean, it was kind of difficult, but it was fun.
Okay. The dance routine. Who got to choreograph the dance routine? Because you're doing your own thing. You're not really following the dancers. You're kind of on your own on this.
Yeah. One of our friends, his name's Nate Norell, and he's Drake.
Eaton.
Right? Eaton.
No, he plays Eaton.
He plays Eaton in the beginning of that, long hair guy. So I mean, he's just an incredible dancer. He's super fun. And I was like, Nate, can you choreograph like a little dance for us? And he's like, oh yeah, sweet. So we're all in my backyard, just like, and Nate's like, all right, everybody, 5, 6, 7, 8. And he's just teaching it, like, and we're just going as we.
And mind you, this is about an hour before we filmed it. We didn't really have it. We just said, hey, he'll figure out something for them to do right before we film it.
So where do all you guys get these extras? Was this a casting call or this is just friends and family?
Basically, I mean, 95% of people in this is just our friends and stuff. So
yeah, I think we posted on Instagram and said, hey, if you want to come and be in a scene, let us know. And then
for that, yeah,
we're like, yeah, I'm in.
Okay. We're going to go back. Cause I have to go episode by episode on notes.
Okay.
So you all guys right. are aware. So that's why I haven't got to the musical number. Okay. Props. We have a girl, a boss mug. We have an Asian looking hat. Did you guys just go to a dollar store or what you guys
The girl boss mug is from the dollar store. I'll let JJ answer about the hat.
So the hat I actually got, I went to China for 5 weeks with a trip with my school once. And then I bought that hat and I've just always had it. And I was like, I need to use this for something.
Hold on. A school trip to China? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
What class goes on a school trip to China?
It was for college. I mean, we went and we taught English for 5 weeks. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
That's not a school trip. That sounds like a job.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was more of like, you know, summer. It was a summer. Okay.
So you're telling me you show up for, did you know about this trip ahead of time?
Yeah. Yeah. You signed up for it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know.
It's not a thing you have to do. Yeah.
Okay. Since you guys named your show The Beach Boys, can you name the members of the real Beach Boys?
Oh, that's a good question. I can maybe name, can you name any of them, JJ?
No.
I used to be able to. I remember there's five of them, right? Four of them are brothers, I think. And then one of them was their neighbor. So you got Brian Wilson. I don't know the other Wilson. No, three of them were brothers. Three of them were the Wilson brothers. And then you've got Mike Love, who was their cousin. And then one of them was a neighbor. I don't remember his name. So I can name two of them.
The answer is no.
Yeah. No. I knew it after I saw the movie Love and Mercy, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
Now, is it the same?
Dennis is one of them. Dennis Wilson.
Is the pool the same pool as last time? You're still JJ's backyard?
We used a couple new pools, but yeah. Did we use any of the same ones?
I think we, gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know if we used any of the same.
I don't think we did, actually.
Yeah, because
we did in a couple scenes from season three that you haven't seen yet, but yeah.
Yeah, all new pools. So it's all just like, you know, neighbors and friends and people. And honestly, this was a cool thing too. Is like after the first season, like we had people coming up to us like, if you need a pool, let us know. Like you can use our backyard anytime. It was so fun, you know. So it's like, okay, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah. I noticed the lawn has improved since last season one. The lawn looked good. I just want you guys to notice. I did look for it.
Me and my roommates have been working on that.
How do you decide on the length of your episodes? Because I find these ones are longer than season one. I find you're stretching 15 minutes at times.
We definitely wanted it to be a little longer. It's not really, there wasn't really a conscious choice of like, hey, this episode should be 12 minutes or whatever. It's more of just like, after season one, we feel like, hey, let's push it up a bit. Let's get a little more ambitious. Let's maybe tell a little bit more full of a story in an episode. And so those usually would come out around 10 to 12 minutes. So in total, the second season is about, you know, twice as long as the first season because the episodes are about twice as long.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
Now, who's in charge of the keeping track of the running jokes between episodes?
That's just a writing thing when we're writing.
Okay.
What jokes do you mean?
I don't know. You guys, I just know there's jokes that continue from one episode to the next, just things happen and those kind of things. So I just wanted to know if one guy keeps in track of them and said, yep, we're going to do this one. But no, that's just way of course.
I think it's more just kind of a natural thing of like when we're writing an episode, we'll say a joke and we're like, hey, would it be funny if so-and-so said this referencing another thing or, you know, it's just kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
How many costumes of the same shirt do you guys have? Because you have exactly the same shirts from season one. You got to have more than one.
I just had the one shirt that I wore and I just wash it after every two shoot days, like when we had a break.
Yeah. The main characters just had the one shirts, but then we bought like eight extra for like the scenes where we had all the extra Beach Boys and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So have you guys ever thought of strapping a logo on this of any kind and selling it on your website?
We have. And so we're kind of talking about that.
So is that a yes?
would you buy one?
Yeah, probably. Cause I just love this show. So I think it's really funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're trying to think of, you know, strategies of the best way to do that. And, yeah.
Okay. How many squirts were consumed on set?
enough to make me kind of start feeling a little bit sick. So I think
JJ didn't like squirt, right?
I like squirt. It's just when you're drinking.
I remember when we were filming it, you were like, I'm not drinking any more of this.
Yeah, because I think I drank like two of them. And then Matt's like, okay, hey, we want to do another take. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to drink any more squirt. So like, just like, pour just a little bit and dilute it with water or something. Cause I was looking at the sugar content and I was like, there's like 60 grams of sugar in this bottle. And I was like, I'm already starting to feel like a little bit sick, like a little bit lightheaded. I should probably stop while I'm a little bit ahead.
Matt, at this point you tell him, listen, you're an actor. I'm the director. You're drinking that squirt.
I do that sometimes. And usually, you know, I'll say, hey, you just got to deal with it for the scene. Just think of the comedy that will come, and just, it's worth the temporary pain. And usually that works, but sometimes not.
Now, you guys harp on the Ferris Bueller thing a few times throughout the film. Was this, there is one running gag that does continue to come back.
Well, the first episode was definitely meant to be like an homage in some part to Ferris Bueller. You know, how he starts talking to the camera and all the music and stuff.
And also the end scene you didn't think I'd watch. And I was
like, oh, you saw it. Okay.
Of course I did. You guys, you know me better than that. I always let the credits roll just in case you slip stuff in.
Yep.
So that was intense. That was originally going to be at the end of episode one, but then we're like, hey, let's put it at the end of the season. Just as a fun reference back.
Mm-hmm. Whose apartment?
That's in my house.
Okay. I wasn't sure. That was my guess. I figured it was yours and somebody's just filming it.
Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, the answer is JJ's house or front yard or backyard.
Well, I figured that's usually the answer, but you just told me you had other pools. Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
Now, is Home Improvement the best sitcom of all times?
Todd would say so. Yes.
Todd would say so.
I mean, I think the joke of it is that it's like not a bad show, but like no one would say like, oh, that's the greatest sitcom of all time. But like, it's a funny show. Like in the 90s, it was one of the more popular shows, but it's just kind of something that probably a lot of people have forgotten about. And so it's just funny that it's just kind of this random thing that he thinks is so phenomenal.
Now, at one of the episodes, you have intro credits for Home Improvement.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing an homage. Was I supposed to think that at the beginning that the whole thing was going to be the Home Improvement episode? Was that ever discussed?
No, that was just more of like, it'd be fun to do an homage to the intro of Home Improvement. And that thing, let me tell you, that was a nightmare to edit. That took me so long to make, longer than I thought it would. But it was worth it, I think.
Worth it in the end.
Okay. Has your catering budget improved? Because you had ribs this season.
Microwaved ribs. Yeah, I mean, I think our catering budget improved. You know, I mean,
we have to ask the actors.
We had more Chick-fil-A and more Chipotle on set rather than just, you know, kind of like, you know, pizza and a giant sub or whatever from Walmart.
Wait, Walmart makes subs?
Yeah.
Oh, Walmart makes everything.
Those massive subs. You just cut them up and serve them.
Nope. Don't have them in Canada. Nope. Must be a California thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Now, Matt, you can help me out. Maybe JJ wants to answer for a change. It's up to you guys. Was the iPad scene taped ahead of time, or is that all live?
You mean her on the screen?
Correct.
Definitely filmed ahead of time, yeah. So as I mentioned, Courtney, she moved to Europe. And so when we were writing this, we actually wrote an episode because we knew that she was going to be kind of busy anyway, but we thought maybe we could get her for one episode. So we wrote a double date episode where she was kind of tricked into a double date. And then she was like, hey, I'm moving to Europe. And so we changed it to her being on an iPad. So that was not actually the original idea, but I think it was funnier. It turned out better. It's more unique. But that was definitely something. She recorded them all one night and then sent them to us. And then we kind of just had to sync it up with her talking, with everyone else talking. And that was pretty difficult, actually.
That's what I was wondering. If that wasn't live, I figured you went nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, JJ, hit play. Okay, in 3, 2, 1, action. And then it would be like somebody would be like talking over her, and then we'd have to start over. A little stressful.
That was our first night. That was our first night of filming season two. And really? I think we went to like midnight because it just took so long to get it down.
And I felt so bad because we told these the people that were the house that we're at there, then they were some of the ones like after the first season, we're like, if you need our pool, let us know. We're like, hey, we'll be out by 10. And then like 11:30 is rolling around. And like, I'm just like, oh gosh, I feel so bad. But they were super awesome about it.
Okay, at one point we have a telethon. Who got to make the balloons?
That was Kiana, I think. Yeah. Kiana is our production designer, makeup, pretty much everything else behind the scenes. She just did those off the set, off screen, yeah.
So YouTube video, or she's actually a balloonist?
Mm-hmm. She knows how to do it, I think, but the joke was kind of that it wasn't supposed to look that great. So she just kind of made a bunch of balloons and stuck them together. I don't think she followed any tutorial or anything.
Fair enough. Now, is musical chairs the greatest party game ever?
Oh, absolutely. It's intense. You gotta have musical chairs at a party. It gets vicious.
Matt, are you upset you didn't get to play musical chairs?
No, I'm fine. I'll let them do it.
Now, we have a scene that somebody has to jump into a pool.
Yes.
Did you adjust the heights at any time? The water looked warm. It didn't look cold. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, it was pretty warm. It was also really hot outside that day too. So, which was nice. So it felt kind of refreshing.
Did you thought of putting the height higher, Matt, at any time to get a better angle, or you were happy with your shot?
We were happy with it because that was basically what we could do. So originally when we wrote it, the idea was for him to jump off of a roof into the pool. But at that location, the pool was too far away from the house, and that wasn't going to be doable. So we just said, hey, let's have him jump off a ladder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to address something that kind of upsets me, but you guys know where I'm going. You take out my favorite character on the show.
Who?
I'm not going to say to ruin it. You take them out. I'm upset. So which one of you two am I going to be mad at?
Well, her presence is still there, though.
Yeah.
She's still a character. She's still affecting the storyline. She's still, you know.
Well, what are you two going to do? Whose idea was this?
That was one of the original first ideas we had when we did a second season. We said we need to have some dramatic stakes. Maybe we should kill off so and so.
But you know, just wait. Season 3. I mean,
just watch season 3. Her presence is still affecting the story.
I don't know if I'm coming back. I'm really upset by this.
If you're really sad that character is gone, you'll be really happy with season 3.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm not really sure, but okay. Next question. Why JJ is not on set? What does JJ do while Matt is shooting?
Eat craft services. It's usually just trying to prep and memorize my lines for what's next. So here's one of the hardest things about how we do what we do is we shoot so out of order because of the fact we're like, hey, we've got this person on this day and this day only. Since we're so low budget, we can't just say, hey, here's a bunch of money, come and be on set these 10 days consecutively. So shooting all over the place. So it's hard to like memorize, you know, 120 pages of, you know, of all this dialogue, and then, you know, another 120 for season 3. So it's like trying to memorize all that. It's just like, luckily we had our assistant director, Annalise, she like would print out, hey, here's what we're shooting today, and like have it. And it was like, great. So I could just like go through that. But when I'm not there, that's usually what I was doing is it's either that or calling and figuring out a location or something.
Okay, Matt, this season you guys take it off the reserve and you go mm-hmm. on location mm-hmm. and go for a hot dog, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Where did we go on location to?
That was just a place near where JJ lives for that shot. And then, of course, during that later sequence when they're running and stuff, obviously those are other locations as well. but that was just kind of... In season 1, we had a rule where we were like, hey, everything needs to take place in the neighborhood. We want everything to be in the neighborhood. But then season 2, we were like, hey, we can do this episode and give it a bigger scale and go do some stuff on location maybe. So I don't think we ever leave the neighborhood other than that episode. But for that episode, we went on a road trip one day and we went out to like the desert. We went out to the snow, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and that was the day... that we
found. Was real snow.
That was
oh real yeah.
snow. I totally thought that was grease paint. I'm like, they don't have snow in California.
No, yeah. It's an area called Big Bear, which is about an hour and a half or so from LA. And it's right behind like a desert area. So we went up the mountain to Big Bear, filmed some scenes in the snow, went down to the desert and back around, filmed those shots at like where the train tracks were. And we filmed some other stuff that you haven't seen yet for season 3. Mm-hmm.
And that was the day that we found out the world was shutting down. And so
that was literally like a year ago. That was the day where everything was shutting down. And we were like, oh, this is our last day, I guess. So
yeah, like we were going to be done with season 2 and 3 that next week. And so it all just, you know.
So we still have like 1 or 2 days that we have some scenes to film for season 3 that we don't know when we're going to do them yet. But
so hold on. The world is shutting down. You guys still have a week of filming. And I'm mm-hmm. watching season 2 during probably near the end of the pandemic, let's be honest. Yeah. How does it get done then?
When was that? We had probably like 4 or 5 days left to film, and they were pretty much all scheduled in the next week or two. Mm-hmm. So we took a break. And then when it seemed to be like, oh, this is going on for a long time, in July or so, I think we got together just with a few of us and did some scenes that needed to still be done for season 2 to finish season 2. And so that's how we finished season 2. But then we still have a couple scenes for season 3 that we need to do. And the reason we haven't really done them yet is because they were kind of big scenes with a lot of characters, and it hasn't really been the right time to do that yet. But
and then we keep adding episodes.
Yes, the pandemic has kind of helped us. We've written a couple extra episodes into season 3 that we are going to make at the same time. So,
okay, we had 8 episodes this season. I think 8 episodes season 1. So we're going to have a longer season 3.
See, as of this moment, unless we add more or something, season 3 will be 12 episodes.
Okay, you guys are on location. We're out and about. JJ, what's up with the German outfit? And you have 2 of them.
It's part of Trey's heritage, and we just thought the idea of you know, Trey like thinking that to get in touch with his German heritage, he has to go to a Wiener Schnitzel. We just really laughed at that idea, and then we're like, okay, well, we've got to just put in the German Lederhosen as well.
So, now, have you ever been to a German Schnitzel house?
I mean, I've been to like not like a real legit one, but I mean some of the ones like. Kind of in LA, Orange County, you know, that say like, oh, German, like authentic German restaurant, you know, like the Rusty Monk. That one's pretty legit.
Okay.
But I will say that Lederhosen costume was just a little bit too small, a little bit too tight in some areas, just not comfortable.
So I will admit it didn't look form fitting. It did look a little short in the legs.
Just a little bit. And so once we had the, I think the final shot of me was in the ocean with it. And so yeah. After that, I was like, Matt, I don't have to wear this thing ever again, do I? And he's like, nope, but hang on to it just in case I want to write it in later.
And that okay. thing he wore a lot. Zach and JJ had to wear those a lot more than you would think because we filmed like all the scenes of them running in different places. We probably filmed them in those costumes over like different parts of like 7 different days.
Mm. And so as I'm walking up the mountain in the snow, like there's people just like looking at us and like what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, we're filming a show. You should check out our first season. Like, wow, so cool. So it got us a couple new viewers.
That's awesome. That okay. This is a question for Matt only. I apologize. Unless you were involved in it. How did you make it rain?
Well, most of that is just effect in editing, but in real life, there are the close-ups of them when it's raining yes. and all the water's pouring down their face. And that's just, Kiana off screen with a hose.
You're full on hosing, like just over their heads
oh, yeah.
or like yep, in their yep. face?
Like above them. So like it's raining down on them.
So the rest of its effects added after.
Yeah, and so we did all the other shots first, and then we ended with the close-ups where we could really see them getting drenched in the rain.
I think my favorite part about that is the rain with the dry streets.
Yeah, it's just dry asphalt.
I was trying to be nice. Who got to drive the red Kia?
That was Kiana.
because I was trying to figure out who was driving that red Kia. It was driving me nuts.
Yep. Yeah. That was Kiana. She was our Uber driver.
And whose car? Hers?
Hers, yep. We took her car on that road trip day. That was basically just Zach, JJ, me, and Townsend, our camera operator, and Kiana. We had a full day going around doing some different scenes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who set up Trey's Facebook page?
That was the thing I made online just to have that on the shot.
Some fun little Easter eggs in there.
Fair enough. Okay. I think I've covered everything. Oh, no. I do have some other questions written down. Mm-hmm. How was your reaction to season one? So we've done season one. You guys said it was going well. Mm-hmm. So it must have done amazingly well to make it to season two.
Yeah. I mean, so for our premiere, we packed out a theater with the premiere. And I mean, I honestly, like, when you make something like this and you're just like, yeah, I mean, I think it's fun, but you never know how the reaction is going to be until you're in the room. So I'm sitting in the back. Like, I don't know how Matt, how you were, but I know I was just like so nervous. I'm like, I'm about to crap myself because I don't want these people to hate this. Like, I hope they at least have fun. And I mean, one of my favorite comments that I got, like kind of from a lot of my friends was like, no, it was like, it was actually really good. Like it is. So it's kind of like, they're like, I was so surprised cause I didn't expect much. And so, I mean, the fact that we kind of blew expectations out of the water for some of them, it was really good. And then just people, have said, man, I just love just kind of the tone. And it seems like you guys are just having so much fun. And I smile and it's just kind of infectious to watch. It's just like an easy watch. So we're like, okay, let's keep going.
Matt, would you like to come in there?
Oh, I'd agree. I mean, like I said, we weren't planning to do another season. And it just felt like the reaction was so good, even though it's not like we're not at a level yet where like tons and thousands of people are watching it and reviewing it or whatever. But the people who have seen it seem to be really loving it. So we said, hey, we really have something that's at least some people are liking, and they're liking the tone of it. And this is a really fun world that we're playing in, and we should just do more of this. And so let's just have more of our weird ideas and everything that we can pump into another season. And that's the thing for me, is because I know that a lot of people don't really, you know, people have different senses of humor. So what one person thinks is funny, not necessarily another person is going to think is funny. You just have to hope that the people who have that kind of sensibility find your stuff and like it. And so it seemed to be that a lot of people were liking it. So we were like, hey, we've kind of found an audience that is enjoying the tone of this kind of just silly, goofy, off the wall kind of show. So let's just keep playing with it.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that was also kind of cool is at our first round, I mean, did you recognize Chloe and Lily from episode four, Todd's little sisters?
I know who they were. Yeah, they were funny.
Yeah, so they like, because I mean, Chloe, I mean, she was a giant meme, you know, like with the girl in the back seat and the car seat, kind of with her face. And we have kind of some mutual friends, and they actually came to the premiere and they were like, oh my gosh, we loved it so much. It was so fun. And then, so I was just like, well, would you guys want to be a part of season two? And they were like, oh my gosh, yes. So, I mean, that was like super fun to be able to get kind of some people, just some more people that are kind of like outside of our, just kind of, you know, in original circle, and even just some of our other friends who are actors who are like, hey, like, let me come be, you know, in the background, or like, I'll come and dance in your street, whatever. So, I mean, it was fun to see more people just like kind of rallying behind it, like wanting to be a part of it.
And of course, I always have to ask, Matt, where's your mom? I haven't seen her yet.
She, well, you saw her in the episode, but I knew that you were going to ask about her. So I was wondering when that was going to come, because she's your favorite, I know. But we definitely were like, hey, we gotta put her in it more. So we gave her that character of being Todd's mom.
I wasn't sure. So that is her. Okay.
That is her.
I had
yeah.
to ask. It's been a while since I've seen her. So I had to double check on that. So, oh, good. So I'll see her in season three then. So I feel better.
In one scene, I believe. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the Todd's dad was my dad as well. So.
Oh, now I have to go back.
Just the guy that's just, he doesn't have any lines or nothing. He's just sleeping the whole time.
He sleeps like, until Trey jumps, skydives, and then he claps.
Fair enough. So there's no merchandise available yet, but it's coming. We got that straightened out.
We're
hopefully, yeah,
in the very near future to make that happen. So
okay. So I just one more last thing, and then I'm going to get to fun mm-hmm. questions. So you filmed season one, great. You went right in season two, and then you filmed season three. So you must have thought you had a hit on hand with season two then.
Well, it was more so of like, hey, we know that people are liking this and we want to keep making more of it. So if we have the inclination that we want to make a third season just for timing wise and budget wise and everything, let's do it at the same time. Cause then we can guarantee that we can get everyone all at the same time. And it's not like you have to ramp everything up again to do another season. So basically we just scheduled it in a way where we could get everyone together on certain days. Like sometimes there's actors who are like in a bunch of scenes from season two and season three, but really they were only there one day the whole time we filmed. So it just was easier to do it that way. It felt like it would be a much more economical and effective way to do it.
Kind of a nightmare in the planning, but I mean, like now the fact that we're like, okay, we don't have to like try and like ramp this up again, like starting from scratch. It feels much better now where we're like, hey, we're almost to the finish line on both now.
And we'll see, but the plan definitely is for it to end after season three, because we definitely have a finale that it's a definite ending, but who knows? We'll see. Okay. Yeah, we said the same thing after the first season.
You did to me. Okay. Fun question time. Favorite Beach Boys song?
My favorite is Wouldn't It Be Nice.
I think mine is Be True to Your School. That was always one of my favorites. I don't know why.
And now I have faith in JJ. I'm not sure if I have faith in Matt on this question, but we're going to ask anyway. Favorite sport?
Favorite sport. Let me think here. Baseball.
Mine is basketball.
I wasn't even sure if you watch sports, Matt. I don't really.
But so, if I watch any sports, I'll watch basketball.
Now, since you guys gave me a musical number, it's going to be, I will never forget. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a favorite musical or no?
Oh, I love musicals. When we made the second season, that was one of my things at the beginning. I was like, I want to do a musical episode. I mean, I love La La Land. I love Fiddler on the Roof. Those would probably be my top ones. How about you, JJ?
I think, I'm a big, like, you know, just like musical theater kind of a fan too. So one of my favorites right now is actually Dear Evan Hansen. I think that's just like.
Does not have a movie yet. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
And then I will see it and get back to you.
And then I loved Newsies was always one of my favorites growing up.
Oh, the old whatever Christian Bale movie.
Yep.
Which I have. Okay, before I let you go, you guys know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Is this the question about the movie tonight?
No.
What's that?
Where can they find your stuff?
Oh, okay. Well, usually you used to ask the thing about the favorite movie snacks or whatever.
No, that was like episode one. You're like episode five now. You get totally different questions.
We don't get that anymore.
We don't. We're past that. Yeah, you can watch it on Amazon. The first season is free to watch on Amazon Prime. The second season is available to buy on Amazon. It'll be on Prime later this spring or summer. Or you can go to our website. It's goodcleanfuntv.com, and you can watch it on there.
Thank you for your time, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Simon.